In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Christ is in our midst. It's a well-known verse, but also very challenging. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. As we heard in today's epistle reading. Christ can live in us. We can unite to Christ in the communion of the Holy Spirit. But our bodies and spirits have this challenge of trying to be always aware of our reliance on God, that we need to be totally dependent on Him. And I think that when we think about being temples of the Holy Spirit, and then the Metropolitan, His Eminence Metropolitan Isaiah, in his communication with us, as we saw in the Ekphonesis article last month, he wrote a little writing called, to whom do we belong? Who makes the rules? Do we make the rules, or does Christ make the rules? And you see this conflict, some of the incidents that we hear in the gospel in the temple. Christ is addressing this very point. Who's making the rules? When we think also about Christ in the temple, he has done some things that in our understanding are aggressive and harsh. But God can do that and be dispassionate. Sometimes we look at the incident of Christ turning over the tables and emptying the change drawers as a license to lose our temper every once in a while. But when God acts in what we view as harshly, it's never out of malice or as an act of passion, because God can do this in a way that is purifying. That the bigger picture is that He is always trying to work salvation among us. God sent the flood, not as an act of revenge, but as a way of purifying. Only God can purify. So let's take a look at those temple. Because He did that not once, but twice that we know about. Once towards the beginning of His ministry, and He says that He does not want His Father's house to be a place of commerce. Then, shortly before His passion, another time He goes up to the money changers and He turns the tables. And this time He's using stronger language. He says, "My house will be a house of prayer, and you have turned it into a den of thieves." Okay, so the first time, my Father's house. The second time, my house. But And I've shared this in a few different circles. Christ also has a pretty amazing discourse, and we hear it in Holy Week, again in the temple, where he talks about the scribes and the Pharisees being hypocrites, cleaning the outside of the dish, and the inside is full of filth and extortion. And when he gets to the end of that spectacular discourse, because he had tried so much to cleanse this temple, to convince people of their utter need for Christ, when he gets to the end of this, he says something that's much scarier than seeing him be as forceful as to overturn the money tables. So as we said, the first time he says, "My Father's house." The second time he says, "My house." Here, he says, "Your house is left to you desolate." Oh my. Do you want to hear Christ say that about your temple of the Holy Spirit? Do we want Christ to come into this magnificent space and say, "Have it your way if you don't want me. If you don't think this is my house or my Father's house, have it your way. It's your house. How do you like making the rules?" And of course, he always gives them an invitation. Even there, he says, "You will not see me here again until you learn to say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" So he's still inviting us to remember whose house it really is. If we ask him to go away, he will respect that. So we don't want to hear Christ say, "This is your house." And so in today's gospel reading, we have some examples of better ways to interact with Christ. Because it says here in the epistle reading that man is not justified by works of the law. We heard that many of the religious people in Christ's day, of course, this every day is Christ's day, but in the time that Christ was ministering, that the religious people were priding themselves on being good rule followers. And then they had forgotten that they were utterly reliant on Christ. So here we say, the works of the law, we're not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Christ. Who had faith in Christ in the gospel reading today? The father of the daughter who was dying, and also the woman who had the issue of blood for 12 years. And because we're talking about also the law, there are some surprises here. Because the father and the woman, the father of the daughter who was dying and the woman who had the flow of blood, in the letter of the law would be being disobedient. But with their faith in Christ, they also were made instruments of Christ's fulfillment of the law. Because sometimes we think that because Christ came to fulfill the law, then that means that now we can do anything we want and we have no rules. And Christ says, "I didn't come to abolish the law, I came to fulfill the law." So both of those people were involved in something that was causing uncleanness in the Jewish law. The woman who had the flow of blood was not allowed to touch anyone. And if she did, they would have to go and wash themselves after being unclean. They would have to go and wash their clothes. And here's the amazing thing. It was the clothes of Christ that purified her. And he said, "Daughter, your faith has made you well." See that Christ fulfills the law, because the moment she touches Christ, she's made clean and is no longer breaking any law. You can't dirty the cleanser. Then the father of this daughter who's dying invites Christ to his house. And in the gospel account, according to Matthew, of this story, he also says, if you would put her hand on her, she will live. So in the Old Testament law, Numbers and Leviticus, touching a dead body makes you unclean. Even going into the house, which the father also asked him to do. And Christ doesn't say, well, how dare you ask me to do that? But Christ goes into the house, and in this gospel reading, he says to those who are crying out that she is only sleeping, and then he raises her from the dead. And to confirm it's truly a resurrection, he also says, give her something to eat. Christ also ate when he was risen from the dead. So this is the spirit returned to her, it says in today's gospel reading. She's raised bodily. We're body and spirit, and our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit. So these expressions of faith make our relationship with Christ closer. We all need Christ to aggressively cleanse our temples so that we can unite in this temple and say, this is the house of the Lord. And to go out into the world and say about our own bodies and souls, this is the house of the Lord. How beautiful that Christ says, daughter, your faith has made you well. How close God himself keeps all of us. It's not easy to say, I surrender to what Christ commands me to do. But it's also very frightening to think about Christ telling us, your house is left to you desolate. We don't want to be left desolate. We want Christ to live in us as he lives in St. Paul. And Christ fulfills the law, and he gave us the ability to fulfill the law of Christ, bearing one another's burdens. Do more than what the law asks. He warns us that we're guilty of murder even by saying something hateful to our brother. That's fulfilling the law. He gave us this, not just the instruction, but the relationship through the mysteries of the church, confession and communion and anointing. And that we're not independent. I'm going to remind you again that parable, that wonderful parable that makes us think about the grace that God gives to each of us. Remember the employer who gave the employees who were hired at the beginning the same amount of payment as the ones who were hired later in the day. And when the early ones were grumbling against the master, he asked them, is your eye evil because I was generous? Not just that I was generous with the last people, I was generous to the first people. It's not because of what you do that makes you earn grace. Yes, we have to respond to God's love by doing the best we can. But we always have to open ourselves up and say, I am a temple of God. You are not your own, as St. Paul says. You don't make the rules. It seems scary and difficult sometimes. But Christ can purify us. Christ purifies sins. He purifies all infirmities, and he grants the resurrection. So may we stay close to him, and may he always give us guidance, and may we realize this is the one who died for us, as St. Paul says today in the epistle reading. May he always grant us strength and thanksgiving for this wonderful grace, and may we be strengthened to respond to it, always submitting to his teachings and doing works that express this thanks. To Christ be all glory, honor, and worship, together with his eternal Father and the all-holy and good and life-creating Spirit, now and forever and unto the ages of ages.